USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran says it will break the internationally agreed limit on its lower-enriched uranium stockpiles by the end of next week. This after unprovoked attacks on oil tankers in the Persian Gulf last week. About those attacks, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News Sunday,
"These were attacks by the Islamic Republic of Iran on commercial shipping on the freedom of navigation with a clear intent to deny transit through the strait. We don't want war. We've done what we can to deter this. The Iranians should understand very clearly that we will continue to take actions that deter Iran from engaging this kind of behavior."
Egypt's Mohamed Morsi, the country's only freely elected leader, has died after suffering a heart attack while attending a court session on an espionage trial. That's according to Egyptian state TV. The military ousted Morsi in 2013 after protests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
As people in Philadelphia were celebrating at a graduation party Sunday night, multiple people were shot and one person died. Police Commissioner Richard Ross Jr. spoke out about the violence.
You cannot lose sight of the fact that there are still people who carry these guns, who don't give a you-know-what about shooting you or anybody else, that don't care about reform and aren't impacted and aren't moved by that in any way, shape, or fashion. And so those are the people, who demonstrate a propensity for violence that we have to get off the streets.
A fashion icon has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fashion and beauty icon Gloria Vanderbilt has died at 95. Her reported net worth was over $200 million. She's the mother of CNN anchor Anderson Cooper, who's confirmed her death to CNN.
And according to GasBuddy.com, the national average for a gallon of gasoline fell 6 cents a gallon this past week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's national security team is considering sending more military forces to the Middle East. The discussions are expected to take place this week after last week's attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The U.S. blames Iran for the attacks, and of course, Iran is denying both of them. I had a chance to chat with Elliot Ackerman, who served five tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, where he received a Silver Star, Bronze Star for Valor, and the Purple Heart. He's also author of a new book titled Places and Names on War, Revolution, and Returning. And one of the things I asked him was his thoughts on the Middle East regarding Iran and what he thinks is going to happen.
Well, I think the greatest force to keep us out of a war is ultimately the American people, and the greatest force to end a war is the American people. You know, I mean, we saw it, for instance, in the Vietnam War. My concern is that we could sleepwalk into a major war like one with an Iran or a North Korea with the expectation that it would be some type of manageable endeavor like we've seen in Afghanistan or Iraq over the last 10 years. You know, I mean, these wars that we have right now, they've gone on since 2001. And this year actually marks a pretty grim milestone. In 2019 is the first time in the history of our country where someone can enlist to fight in a war that is older than they are. That's never happened before. And so why have these wars gone on for 18 years? They've gone on for 18 years because, you know, they've been politically very easy to prosecute. And there hasn't been any uproar because, by and large, most Americans haven't been affected by them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.